It's been 8 years since a small team started to excavate an ancient village outside of Quinnahock. Archaeologists and tribal leaders are saving what they can before the site washes away. Over the years, the artifacts they've found have given new insight into Yupik history during a time of war. KYUK's Teresa Kotsarilis reports.
These are the oldest Yupik masks in the world right now. Jeez.
It's a windy day in Quinnahock, and a small group of elders, community leaders, and Delta professionals are crowded around a table in the village's old preschool. It was recently revamped and is now the local museum. Archaeologist Rick Connect explains what we're looking at. The table is lined with rows of dark wooden masks.
These things are probably from about 1500s. So a good 500 years old.
A metal pan next to the masks is piled with earrings, tattoo needles, arrowheads, and children's dolls. There's also an immaculately carved ivory owl.
We have no idea how they were able to do some of this. Carvers can't quite reproduce them, even now with Dremels.
These are just some of the artifacts that archaeologists have found at Nunalik, the excavation of an ancient Yupik village on the coast outside of Quinnahock. The artifacts are up to 700 years old, and they've all been immaculately preserved in the region's permafrost. Connect first visited the site in 2009 after local corporation president Warren Jones sent him a few pictures of the artifacts that residents were discovering on the beach outside of town. And as is the case with other sites along Alaska's coast, Nunalik's artifacts might never have been unearthed if the permafrost hadn't started thawing. Now that it's getting slushy, Connect says his team is in a race against time.
Worst case scenario, when could this site completely disappear?
Oh, November. I mean, we could lose the whole thing this winter.
Connect says the site will most likely be around for another 5 years.
We got this, Kenny.
Nunalik is a short hike from Quinnahock. To get there, we wade our way through the spongy tundra and then walk along the shoreline. According to Connect, the dig's volunteers each discover an average of 100 to 200 artifacts a day. And over the years, the communities found something else in the ice at Nunalik, the reason the village was abandoned hundreds of years ago. Archaeologists found burnt sod and baskets. And then a series of skeletons.
Up in those roof deposits where the ashes are, it was full of arrow points, just full of them. So that house must have looked like a pincushion.
The people who lived in Nunalik were killed in a massacre.
They had been dragged out of the house while alive, and they'd been executed face down in the mud.
This killing is a well-known incident in the Bow and Arrows War that was preserved through the centuries in Yupik history. According to oral tradition, women in the village sent their children running to their enemies in hopes that they would be adopted and spared. But the children were slaughtered with everyone else. The archaeologists have found children's bodies among the remains.
Most of the people who died here were all elders, women, and kids.
The carnage that was found here at Nunalik is the first archaeological evidence of the Bow and Arrows War, and it provides the famous massacre with its first date. Connect says it happened around 1670, long before the area was colonized. Excavating this site was controversial. Elders in Quinnahock knew that an ancient village was buried on the coastline outside of town, but it goes against Yupik tradition to disturb a sacred site. Community leaders decided to excavate when they saw that their history was being washed away. Mary Beaver and Katie Green are sitting at the edge of the dig site, watching as a volunteer uncovers an arrowhead. Both women are elders from St. Mary's and Bethel, respectively. "I think they wanted to be found," Green says of the villagers of Nunalik. And Beaver agrees.
"Seems like I'm go back where they were. Now, looking at them, and I feel so proud of them, how they survive."
Warren Jones watches the dig from a distance. It's been something of a boon for Quinnahock. Jones is the head of Quinnahock's Village Corporation, which owns all of the discoveries from the Nunalek site. Many of the artifacts are being preserved and cataloged at the University of Aberdeen right now, but they're scheduled to be sent back to Quinnahock next year, when they will be displayed in the old preschool building that's being transformed into a proper museum. This will be the first museum with a significant collection of some of the world's oldest Yupik artifacts that will be located in a remote village in an economically struggling region of Alaska. I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.